So next up, we have The Perverted Prince and the Stony Cat, another light novel adaptation. It follows the story of a boy who's always thinking about his carnal desires, but no one acknowledges him as a pervert, which I don't know why he'd want them to. He learns about a cat statue that supposedly grants wishes. The boy prays that he's able to express his lustful thoughts whenever he wants. But at the same time, there's a girl there that just wants to find a way to hide her true intentions. Sabas. This is JC Staff. The director is Suzuki Yohei. Or Yuhei. What do you think?
It's been my avatar for who knows how long. But it's good. It's harem comedy. You know, it's just... good voice cast, Aguro Yuri's second major role with Alice in Heaven's Memo Pad is the first one, and should be fun at the very least. About the character design.
Is there any insight you can give us from the light novel series?
Not really. It's exactly what you expect.
So we're looking at a harem comedy then here.
Yeah, pretty much for the most part.
How many girls are there? Is it just two, or
there's more? Actually, there's only really three girls really involved in the series, so it's not that bad.
Okay,
it's not very haremy.
Yeah.
Is it's just the stuff. Okay,
the only difference between a threesome and a harem is just one more girl.
Okay, so explain to me. So the character designs aren't by Kontaku, correct?
Nope.
So did he do the character designs for the light novel?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And then they had to adapt it for the anime, which it's not terrible, but, you know, it's kind of hard to transition.
Yeah. Going from Kontaku to anything else?
Pretty much.
Surprisingly enough, this is actually one of the first series that people get in touch with Kontoku. Because I guess this is his... I'm not really sure if it's his first, but... his first notable array into... touch into anime. Because he mostly does, I guess, light novels and visual novels and stuff like that.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
And then later on,
Prism Nana.
Going to be Prism Nana.
Yep.
But I thought that was for a slot machine.
Oh, I don't know about that. But
I mean, for you got Ogiro Yui. It's also got Ishihara Kaori, who I absolutely love. I mean, I still think it's funny that it's got like Toki and Ruka in the same show. So I'm happy on that account. But yeah, Kaiji Yuki's he's very MC-kun. So
it works. MC-kun.
It works. So yeah, I'm definitely going to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm typically down for most rom-coms. I just don't like it when they're like excessively fanservice-y. How is it on that account, by the way?
There's
a few moments.
Yeah, but it's not like a fan service show. It just have the occasional okay.
So we shouldn't expect a lot of panty shots, but it's definitely going to be comedy. Definitely. Is that what we're hearing? Okay,
definitely.
I'll definitely check it out.
And the main couple is pretty cute.
My avatar is pretty cute.
Yeah, but your avatar is also Kontaku, so. Or so is Michael's actually. But that's worse.
Yeah. That's true.